Fifth Perek of Ma'aseh's Mishnah Beis. The first halacha is a continuation of an idea that we saw in the previous Mishnah, according to the Perek of Rambam, that you're not allowed to take produce of Tevel and plant it in the ground. That's only if you're planting in the fashion that which you plant will rot and then there's something that will come out of it. But in the case of a Mishnah, which is Ha'oikah left as its name, if somebody uproots a turnip or a radish, and he's planning to replant it into the ground, not so that it should grow more, but so that it should turn to seed. The plant should grow till it produces seeds, and the radish and the turnip won't be edible anymore, then chayiv. You're mechuyav to take up trumas and maizes before you replant it. Neishu garnam. But the fact that you want to replant it is the time that's like a gemara, a kavias, that requires you to take up trumas and maizes. As we said before, if you're picking the turnip and the radish to replant it somewhere else so that the radish itself should grow bigger, that's equivalent to the previous Mishnah, that it's permitted because you're not planting it so that it will be get destroyed. And used for other purposes, but you're planting it, replanting it so that the food itself, the turnip and the radish themselves should grow bigger. Second part of the mission is a new halacha of something that was picked and started taking root. When is it halachically considered that it's been replanted or not? So, b'tzelem, you have onions that were picked. Mishesh shvishu ba'aliyah, he put them in his attic and in his roof. Top story, and there was some earth over there, and it started taking root over there. Taru miletame. As far as tumah is concerned, it's not matame anymore. But in respect to tumah, a minimum type of zriya is enough that it should be taru. The halacha is that something that's grown cannot be makabel tumah. Once it's picked, it is makabel tumah. So here, once it took root, it's considered growing enough in the ground that in respect to tumah, it will not become makabel tumah, but only respect to that. In respect to shmita, and Shumas and Maestris, we're not going to be Mechayiv and more Shumas and Maestris or Shemitah from the fact that it grew a little bit after this. It's not considered planted. But Nopo Le Mapoilis Le Megulim, if a building fell or some structure collapsed on top of them and now they're buried under the ground, just the top leaves are open, so now to dig it out, that is already Hareza Kinatuim Basada. It's considered already planted in respect of all the halachas, and it's considered picking on Shabbos to take it out of the situation, and also in respect to the other halachas, it's considered growing in the ground.